Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? When I was trying to get this podcast off the ground, I had a lot of questions. How do I record an episode? How do I get my show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all the other places people like to listen? How do I make money from my podcast? The answer to every one of these questions is really simple. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now Anchor can match you with great sponsors too, so you can get paid to podcast. I just click one button and I am on different platforms getting more followers and more sponsors. So if you've always wanted to start a podcast, make money doing it. Go to anchor.fm/start to join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast. Welcome home. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Daily Dose. My name is Stella Damasis and I am your host. How are you doing today? Most of you may not know this, but my husband is a filmmaker, director, producer, cinematographer, editor, graphics designer, web designer. He does all sorts of things: music videos, feature film, short film, documentary, web series, TV series. He's done it all. So, but the thing is, whenever I'm working with him, there's something I notice. He takes his time to do things on set, to record things, to shoot it, to light it and everything. And sometimes I get so frustrated. I'm like, why do we have to spend so much time doing one scene over and over again? Why do we have to spend so much time setting up for this scene? And the scene probably won't even air for up to 10 seconds in the whole movie. Why do you waste time? And then when I sit with him in the editing room, I always ask him, why do you take so much time to go through every single footage? You know, you want to color correct and then you have to make sure that the red is red, the blue is blue. Why don't you just put a blanket color correcting thing over the whole thing and make it look nice? Why do you have to take each person's skin tone and try to fix it here and there? And sometimes I get so tired. But when he's done with it and I see the playback, I'm like, oh my days, this is why you take so much time, energy and effort to make it good. Because it's always different, it always stands out. He blows my mind, he impresses me so much. And it got me thinking that as human beings, we're probably like that most of the time. We just want to get things done quickly, you know. We want results quickly, but not many of us want to take the time to do it right from the beginning, to get it right. And then when it's bad, we try to look for quick fixes. Because we do it, we start and it's not good. And then it turns out bad and then we want to fix it quickly, we want to patch it up, and it doesn't work that way. So I was wondering if that's why a lot of us are not as successful as we want to be. If some of us are not as detailed as we're supposed to be. If some of us don't impress our clients and keep our customers the way we want to. Because with people who have worked with my husband over the years, they keep coming back. They want him to do their videos over and over again. They want him to do their movies. I'm so proud of the work that he does. But he taught me patience. He taught me to be detailed, to pay attention to every single detail. The curtain was slightly open when you took the medium. It has to be slightly open when you're taking the long or when you're taking the close-ups. You know, if the red in the beginning was cherry red, when you're taking the shot that's the continuity in another house, it has to be cherry red. You know, and it's teaching me that in life, things may not be beautiful in the beginning. It might be painful. It might be a struggle. But if you want to succeed in the end, make sure that your work is excellent. Make sure that you pay attention to detail and get it right. And that is a principle that I have seen that works for a lot of successful people today. And I'm hoping that somebody is inspired by this. Thank you guys for listening. Love you so much. Talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.